State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity for Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Today, our State of Opportunity coverage wraps up for the year. Our team will be off next week for the holidays. You'll hear us again in 2017. 2016 has been a challenging and divisive year for many people in America. And there is still much fear, especially for immigrants and people who belong to minority, racial, or ethnic groups. The last few weeks of the year are often a time where people in Michigan reflect on their faith and look forward with hope to a new year. In that spirit, we want to bring you now some words from a faith leader who has a lot of experience working to bridge gaps between people.
My name is Alvin Thomas. I'm the pastor of the Nations Church in Utica, Michigan. My parents, my mom and dad, were born in South India. I was born in New York City, so I feel American, but as my skin color would tell you, I'm Indian. I've dealt with prejudice all my life. In the Bronx, white kids used to pick on me. They used to call me the N-word because I'm dark-skinned. African-American kids used to pick on me because they said I didn't have nappy hair like them. You must be white. I used to get pushed, tripped in the hallways, pushed in the toilet all the time. So I've dealt with it. The fear is real. It is legitimate. But I think that we can overcome that fear by how I live my life. And I do not feel comfortable staying inside of a church preparing a sermon for 40 hours. I volunteer my time with Welcoming Michigan. I do ESL coaching every month, spend hours with them there. I've met from Mexico, Korea, China, things like that. I have Chinese exchange students that come live with us. Now I've got a Pakistani and a Jordanian exchange student living with us. Sometimes you have to hold people's hand because they will not go volunteer by themselves. You've got to put them in the car. Come on, let's go. Let's go meet a new person today. My Jordanian friend that I told you about, he said, if I saw a Jew, I'll kill him. He kept on saying it over and over and over. If I see him, I'll kill him. He's 15 years old. So I took him to a synagogue. Where are you taking me? Oh, I can't tell you. Come on, tell me, where are you taking me? We showed up at the synagogue. Are you serious? We're at the synagogue right now? I said, I just wanted you to go talk to people. He had a conversation with a Jew. He says, I really like him. I said, you get over your fears. When you talk to somebody, you get over your fears. It's not as bad as you make it out to be. I've got fears. And so when I talk to people of different ethnicities and backgrounds, I get over my own fears. If you can't bring someone of a different culture into your house for dinner, or forget it, if you don't feel comfortable doing that, taking them someplace for dinner, then I don't know what your faith is. It's great to carry a book, but I don't know what your faith is.
That was the voice of Alvin Thomas, pastor of the Nations Church in Utica. Music from Squire Tuck under a Creative Commons license. I'm Dustin Dwyer.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.